His Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano calls for cloudy, showers developing today, 45 to 50. Tonight, periods of rain, drizzle, and fog, 45 to 50. On Wednesday, showers, lower 50s. Thursday, cloudy, 50 to 55. And guess what? Friday, a chance of rain. Temperature only in the mid-40s on Friday. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Yesterday, Salisbury Bank and Trust Company and NBT Bank announced a partnership that will enable the Salisbury Bank and Trust team to continue providing highly personalized experience and value. The parent companies have entered into an agreement to merge, anticipating that Salisbury Bank will become part of NBT Bank during the second quarter of 2023, pending approval by shareholders and required regulatory agencies. NBT operates according to a strong and long-standing community banking philosophy, according to Salisbury Bank, which focuses on supporting customers, employees, and communities. They're consistently recognized for their superior customer satisfaction, and they offer comprehensive omni-channel solutions. The merger will give access to the Salisbury Bank customers access to an expanded set of products, services, and capabilities. Rick Cantelli went on to say, "I'm excited about this opportunity for our bank and for you, our customers. On behalf of our team, we look forward to introducing you to NBT in the months ahead and continuing to support you with your financial needs." Now, in connection with the proposed merger, Salisbury Bancorp will deliver a proxy statement as well as other relevant documents concerning the proposed transaction. The communication does not constitute an offer to sell or the solicitation of an offer to buy any securities or solicitation or vote on any approval. Shareholders of Salisbury Bancorp are urged to read the proxy statement and other relevant materials when they're delivered because they will contain important information about the proposed transaction. In Norfolk, the goal is to get people back in their homes. Pipes and soil removal in Norfolk as oil spill work is continuing. Homes along Route 44 will be the site of more reclamation work over the next 2 weeks as pipes and earth are removed and replaced following an accident by a tractor-trailer carrying over 8,000 gallons of gas overturning on November 5th. The firm monitoring the pollution levels, the firm doing the renovation work, continued work also on Route 44 and Maple Avenue where families have been displaced. The work will take place in the vicinity of 97 and 105 Greenwoods Road to the epicenter of the spill. The road will not be closed. Quote, "We want to be able to get the families back by number 7 by December 16th, according to First Selectman Matt Riska. The families have been asked to relocate to a rental site near the Winstead Line. Other residents who live at numbers 89 and 93 Greenwoods Road East have been put up at Mountain View Inn, and a fourth family who lives at 58 Maple Avenue continues to live in another hotel. Riska said it's believed that the source of gas fumes that have plagued 58 Maple Avenue family have been identified and corrected. An old drain pipe accumulated gas and fumes that went into the basement. Riska said he believes that situation has been alleviated." But Riska went on to explain that families should not go home until the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and the State Department of Health have certified the houses to be safe. In New York State, bribery and fraud charges against former New York Lieutenant Governor Benjamin were tossed out on Monday by a federal judge, leaving him to face only records falsification charges. The judge, in a written opinion, said prosecutors failed to allege an explicit example in which Benjamin provided a favor or a bribe, an essential element of bribery and honest services fraud charges. Benjamin, a Democrat, resigned after his arrest last April. He pleaded not guilty to charges that he obtained campaign contributions from a real estate developer in exchange for his influence to get a $50,000 grant of state funds for a nonprofit organization the developer controlled. The judge, in a written opinion, said prosecutors failed to allege an explicit example in which Benjamin provided a favor for the bribe. Benjamin resigned after his arrest last April. His arrest had created a political crisis for the governor, a fellow Democrat who chose him to serve as second in command when she became governor following a sexual harassment scandal that drove from office her predecessor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo. Well, in West Stockbridge, the board has issued an entertainment permit to the Foundry, but with strict conditions after weeks of public debate. The West Stockbridge Planning Board on Monday granted the Foundry a new special permit to present musical events, provided it monitored sound levels and kept them within limits. Amy Brentano, owner of the Foundry, characterized the conditions as strict, but expressed relief, and she said she hopes to reopen her business in early 2023. The decision is a setback to Truck Nygan, owner of a nearby restaurant, Truck Orient Express. Nygan has repeatedly said that the excessive sound from the venue harms her business. She declined comment after the board's vote. The conditions set by the board are more strict than last year's special permit. The permit allows the Foundry to continue to present the same programming, including live music of all genres. The conditions were backed by at least four members of the five-member board. Now, she must monitor levels within the property, calibrated equipment at all performances, and keep them within boundaries set by the permit. That includes outdoor sound measurement. Of course, that sound measurement is anything inside her Harris property street line. In April through October, the Foundry can hold up to four outdoor events on non-consecutive days in the time frame from 10 a.m. to dusk, subject to an entertainment license granted by the Select Board. Those events must be monitored for sound levels, with that sound falling within the limits. If a violation of permit conditions are alleged, the Foundry must produce written evidence of its monitoring results within 48 hours of the town's zoning enforcement officer. The rules do not apply to outdoor amplified music at the West Stockbridge Farmers Market, held on land known as the Foundry Green. Aside from sound issues, the Foundry must take reasonable steps to control parking and to prevent parking trespass on nearby properties. Taking a look at some of the things going on in and around our tri-state region, town meeting-wise, going on this week. The Sharon Hospital New Vance public hearing is being held today in Hartford. The decision on whether New Vance will be permitted to close the maternity unit will depend on the outcome of the public hearing that is rescheduled for today at 9:30 via Zoom, with a public testimony portion scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Meanwhile, today, there's a capital project vote that is set for the Weebatuck School District, $12.5 million for infrastructure needs. That includes a roof replacement on all schools, ventilation system, and milling and paving and parking, lots and sidewalks, including other projects. Some of the meetings going on today: the Sharon Board of Selectmen meet at 5 p.m. American Rescue Plan Act meets tomorrow at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Energy and Environment Commission meets December 8th at 5, and the Sewer and Water Commission December 8th at 7 p.m. In Salisbury, coming up tomorrow, Salisbury Housing Committee annual meeting at 5. On Friday at 12 noon in Salisbury, a special joint land use committee. Coming up in North Canaan, the North Canaan Planning and Zoning Workshop will be held on December 7th at 7 p.m. in the North Canaan Town Hall for the purpose of developing potential regulations for recreational cannabis establishments. Falls Village Board of Selectmen have a special meeting today at 9 o'clock at their Main Street location. It's a Zoom meeting. Meanwhile, the Falls Village Board of Education has a regular meeting set for tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall tonight, Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting via Zoom. Inland Wetlands Watercourse at 7 p.m. Also, the Board of Selectmen in Cornwall meeting at 7:30. In Northeast New York, the Town Board regular meeting will be at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And then they'll have another meeting at 7:15 on Local Law Number 3. In Hillsdale, New York, the Zoning Board of Appeals and the Town of Hillsdale will hold the public hearing. That is coming up tonight at 7:30 at the Hillsdale Town Hall to consider an application by Gloria Kemp, Margaret Rosander, and Harlemville Rural Cemetery for an area variance in order to do a lot line adjustment on properties on County Route 21 and Harlemville Rural Cemetery. All interested parties are invited to attend. Our business brief on Robin Hood Radio is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and also underwritten by the Interlaken, interlakenin.com on the web, and also they're on Facebook and Instagram. They feature a daily menu, a tapas menu, and nightly dinner specials, interlakenin.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,973.00, the S&P 500 at 4,002.75, and the NASDAQ at 11,814.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.